Welcome to another Crittenden Press podcast. We have a special guest today, one of the carnival workers out at the Lions Club Fair that's setting up this week. Kathy, welcome to our podcast, and tell us a little bit about what it's like being living life on the road as a carnival worker.
Well, it's really interesting to me. I love children, but it's hard work. It's hard work when you put up. What I actually do is I call that the work part, and then when I run the rides, I call it my working vacation.
And you're at a typical location how long?
Anywhere from usually 14 days. It takes us about 2 days to get there and put it up, and then we stay about 10 days depending what our contract is, and then it takes about actually 4 hours to tear it down. Just takes a couple days to get us rolling and finding where we're going.
And you were telling me some of the lingo when we were talking earlier about when you're leaving one spot going to the next one, what is it you call that?
Well, we make jumps, is what we call them. We jump from this spot to our next spot, is what we call it.
And if it's a long way?
Basically just a long jump.
Yeah. So,
probably a tiring jump is what I would call that. When we end up, a few of us getting there and setting a day or two. Sometimes we've even set three with it. Sometimes without our bunkhouse, and this time we made it with our bunkhouse.
You just came from La Center down in Ballard County, so that's not very far from here.
No, that was a peaceful jump.
Peaceful jump.
It was very... I ride with the boss and his girlfriend, so I usually, you know, it's usually pretty simple for us.
When you get to a location and you start looking for labor, do you hire people from out in the community?
Well, when we go in the stores or anything we do, if there's people, like we see some panhandling in some towns, we'll tell people. And then if we know of a place where men stay, like boarding houses, we will go and hire a couple of those to come out and work, you know, depending what our needs are. And then sometimes we decide to join and sometimes we don't.
And what do you call those people that come help?
Green people.
Green people. Not Martians.
I'm sorry, no, not Martians, but green
people. They're green people. I guess they're green because they don't work in the carnival, right?
Yeah, kind of like, you know, what do they say? You're green at the job.
Yeah. Greenhorns.
Yeah, kind of like that. And it might be that most of some don't, you know, have really anywhere to be, kind of like, you know, if they call the, you know, ones that have to have the green guards, so that might be why they call them green people. I don't know.
Yeah.
I could find out.
And how long have you been with the carnival?
I've been with them. This is my fourth jump, but five towns. I started in Winder, Georgia, went to Conyers, Atlanta, La Center, and then to here.
It's an opportunity to see the country, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It's very nice, and we have our own rooms. It's usually two per room, but I haven't attracted a roommate yet. I'm not trying to. You know.
All right, and you're gonna be here serving the Lions Club Fair this week, and I think the temperatures are a little cooler right now, but it's still gonna be a warm one, isn't it? All right.
Look for me on the canoes or the rockets.
All right, Kathy, thank you for your time. Enjoy your stay in Marion, Kentucky.